Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining me now is Professor Nalan Suresh at the University at Buffalo. He's a professor of operations management. Hey, Professor, thanks so much for joining me this morning. We're talking with you about what we see at the grocery store and some of the other stores around Western New York. If you're going out, you need to buy the essentials, not going out joy shopping, obviously. You're still seeing a lot of empty shelves, especially in the toilet paper aisle. We're talking to you to figure out what exactly is behind that. You know, we always have heard over the past couple of weeks that there's not really a problem with the supply chain, that there's, you know, more coming, more on the way, but still we're seeing these empty shelves. Why?
Good morning, Brian. Yes, the grocery chain supply chains as a whole have been taken by surprise by this pandemic. Even though by hindsight, it should be said that we have had about 3 or 4 weeks lead time to prepare for this. This is, of course, the temporary mismatch between demand and supply, all those things. And the industry was taken by surprise by the panic buying and the hoarding behavior of the customers. That is definitely a failing. We have to learn lots of lessons from it going forward. But having said that, the American grocery chains and food supply chains are the best in the world. And we have learned a lot of lessons in the past, in the hurricane era, learning how to predict. We've become very sophisticated in demand forecasting and predicting consumer behavior and reacting quickly to all those things. But this time, definitely, we were caught by surprise, and there's a lot more to be learned. And by hindsight, again, we should have been looking at consumer behavior in other countries that were hit by this virus much before us. And those are some lessons we can learn going forwards. And overall, there's plenty of surge capacity in the system. For a few more days, we may not be able to get the exact item that we want. We have to learn to live with substitutes for a few more days. But I think now that a lot of customers have bought safety stocks and stocked up their shelves for several months' worth of consumption, they will return to steady-state behavior. And in the next few days, I do expect a slow return to steady-state behavior and better availability of products on the shelves.
We hope that's the case, but it's still been a week and a half or so now since a lot of grocery stores have put in place limits on certain items. I'm thinking about toilet paper here because that is still, like, you see the pictures of the bare shelves everywhere, but even that hasn't stopped, some of the hoarding, I guess, in smaller numbers by people who are clearing out the shelves and it's not being able to be restocked in time.
The whole industry is now scaling up production upstream. And one of the lessons we've learned from the pandemic phase is that we need to scale up productions very quickly. But back in the hurricane days, hurricanes are more regional events, so we could ship products from other regions to that region. But a pandemic is a nationwide phenomenon, and so the whole industry is trying to cope with this sudden surge in demand. And secondly, in the pandemic situation, you also have a lot of constraints on the production side. Now, we need to have more safer working environments. We have to build in social distancing within the production processes. And as the number of cases rise, there's going to be greater concern about the safety of the workers in the upstream production. So in this case, unlike a hurricane, we're not able to scale up production as quickly as we would like to. And all that will take a few more days, I think. And the industry is definitely reacting well, and the upstream production is being scaled up. But I think it'll take a few more days.
Yeah, that has to be a big part of it, right? Where if there's a hurricane, you can maybe pull things from a neighboring state or something like that. But this is nationwide, this is happening.
Exactly. And now we have production constraints on the production side right now, because we have to change our production process to better and safer environments. And we have to make sure that all the employees are socially distanced from each other. All those constraints are there. And the production people, and some companies, the workers are beginning to go on strike and things like that. So those are all the constraints we are having on the production side. And the industry, I think, also has to come up with better rationing mechanisms in future, so that so in order to deter this hoarding behavior on the part of the consumers, in order to distribute the products more equitably, the industry has to come up with better rationing mechanisms, so that all families are equipped with enough toilet paper, and you don't have this unequal distribution. Those are many lessons to be learned from this this whole experience, yeah.
Right. Do you have any guess as to maybe a day or a week in the future where we might see the stocks back to normal?
Yeah, everything depends on how quickly we control this virus, right? And I think within 3 to 4 weeks, we will start this. By the end of April, I would think that we would have some sense of normality. At least we will start to see some sense of normality, at least at the grocery. Now, overall, the grocery supply chain is doing much better than the supply chains for medical devices, for example. So I think by the end of this month, that's my personal guess, by the end of this month, we will start seeing some sense of normality. Until then, we have to get used to living with substitute products and not being able to get the exact brand products that we are used to. I think three or four more weeks until we have some sense of normality.
All right. I hope you're right on that. That's Professor Nalan Suresh from the University at Buffalo. He is professor of operations management.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.